This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is hardly a day that we do not confront with the news of crime, killing, suicide, disasters, and the rest. Societies are searching for peace. As an action plan to achieve world peace, we need to take Muhammad, peace be upon him, as our role model of peace.
He is a man of action, which makes him a perfect orator to deliver the topic he has chosen today. Please welcome Ahmed Hamid for his talk on the topic, Action Plan to Achieve World Peace. Ahmed Hamid.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي Dear coordinator, Brother Abdul Hadi, respected elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. First of all, I would like to thank Allah Almighty for giving us this opportunity to be here tonight. And we ask Allah Almighty to help us open our hearts and minds for accepting the truth. We ask Allah Almighty to help us benefit from what we learn. And we finally ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and make us among those who will be with Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Al-Jannah, the paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, it is obvious and known that the world is passing through a tough time. There is hardly a day that we do not confront with the news of crime, killing, suicide, disasters, and the rest. Individuals are craving for peace. Societies are searching for peace. Children are longing for peace. And the world is worried as to how peace can be established. And this is quite evident. If we look at the statistics of the problems that are the factors which prevent peace to prevail. According to World Health Organization, every year there are no less than 42 million children are aborted. No less than 42 million children are aborted every single year. The cries that are never heard, the agony begins with the womb. According to UNICEF, in the last decade, during the wars, 2 million children were killed. 4 to 5 million children were disabled. 10 million children were psychologically traumatized. 12 million children became homeless, and more than 1 million children, they became orphans. According to UNICEF, in the world, there are no less than 210 million orphans. On an average, 5,760 children are becoming orphans every single day, out of which 10 to 15% of the children are committing suicide before the age of 18. 60% of the girls are becoming prostitutes. 70% of the boys, they are becoming hardened criminals. According to global betting and gambling consultancy analysis, $337 billion are spent in gambling every single year. According to Beverage Information Group, an international organization of wine and wine, there are no less than $1,163 billion are spent in alcohol. Alcohol is the cause of 2.5 million deaths every single year. According to United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, there were 910 million people who lived under hunger in 2010. 6 million children every year, they die out of hunger. UNAIDS, it states that 25 million people died because of AIDS in the last 3 decades. Racism is spreading. Blacks, Dalits, ethnic minorities are not even treated as humans. According to World Health Organization, suicide prevention, every 40 seconds, one person is committing suicide. And in the last century, from 1900 to almost 2010, 35,654 people died during the wars. What is the solution? Can science solve the problems? Will liberated economy address to these problems? Can capitalist and liberal economy provide the solution? Can the materialistic ideologies provide the solution? Can demigods answer the solutions and answer the prayers? The topic of my talk is Action Plan to Achieve World Peace. Inshallah, this presentation would be a plan prescribed by the Creator, who is the knower of everything. And in this talk, I would like to share with all of you 5 points as an action plan to achieve world peace. Point number one, in order to achieve world peace, all of us, the humanity, has to prioritize their actions. They need to set correct priorities. Allah Almighty, He says in the Quran, in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayat number 24, say, be it their parents or children or siblings or their spouses or their relatives, be it the wealth that they have gathered, be it the businesses in which they fear a loss, be it the dwellings, the homes that they would love to live. These 5 relations and these 3 things, if it becomes more dearer to the people, than Allah, His Messenger, and striving in His way, Allah Almighty says, فَتَرَبَّسُوا. Wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Until the decision of Allah come upon them. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah does not guide the perverted transgressors. We, the humans, can never achieve peace if our preference are the things, the material things, and the people, by forgetting and disobeying the one who has created us, the source of peace. Can anyone deny the existence of the Creator? Can anyone who observes the nature and reflects on the universe deny the existence of the Creator? It is the fundamental duty of humanity to realize, recognize, and worship the Creator, the source of peace. In order to know who the Creator is, Allah says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Ayat number 14, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. Indeed, I am Allah. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, indeed, I am Allah, and there is no God beside me. So establish salah in my remembrance. To know Allah Almighty more, we could understand Him by the meanings of the word Allah itself. The meaning of the word Allah is the one and only who is worthy of worship out of absolute love and satisfaction. The one and only who is the ultimate protector of all time. The one and only whose power amazes all His creation. The one and only through whom the whole creation rushes with absolute love and contentment. The only one whose remembrance gives peace to the souls. The only one who is beyond our comprehension. But He is the knower of everything. Among many of His attributes are As-Salam, the source of peace, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Al-Hasib, the one who takes account, Al-Wadud, the most loved one. He is Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is a high time that we prioritize our actions as per the will of Allah. And to achieve world peace, we need to believe and please the source of peace, Almighty God, Allah the Most High. And to seek the pleasure of Allah, we need to follow the Prophet of Peace, which is the second priority that we need to have. The Prophet of Peace, the Messenger of Allah. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 31, قُلْ, say to them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say, if you really, really love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, يُحِبَبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. We the humans have a tendency to seek the role models, especially in a time where we are passing through a turmoil, a state of confusion, where polytheism is dominant, where morality has no value, where racism is widespread and injustice is prevalent. We need to follow a man who came as a benefactor of humanity. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, Ayat number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ illa rahmatan lil alamin, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy, as a blessings for the whole of humanity, except as a mercy for all the creatures. Allah Almighty has made Muhammad, peace be upon him, the prophet of peace, the messenger of Allah, as the role model in all the areas of life. Allah says in Surah Azab, Surah number 33, ayat number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example for you, the most influential example for you, the peaceful example for you to follow in this life is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the role model in all the areas of life, in all the departments of life. He was a humble husband, an ideal father, a great leader, an excellent army general. He, as an army general, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he taught us that peace is a rule and war is exception. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he prohibited the Muslim army to kill. He prohibited the killing of women, children, sick and ill people, the religious people of other faiths who are not engaged in war. He prohibited the Muslim army not to destroy the homes, not to pollute the waters. He commanded the Muslim army not even to torture the one who are injured during the war. There are numerous examples which proclaims that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the role model of peace. On one occasion, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he went to Taif, 50 to 60 miles away from Mecca, to share the message of Islam to the people of Taif. And they, in return, abused, tortured, and stoned him. And the angel came and to seek his permission, that he, with his permission, can crush the people with the mountains so that they all may be destroyed. But this messenger of Allah, prophet of mercy, prophet of peace, he said, I don't want to take any revenge. I forgive them. Don't destroy them. He proclaimed a beautiful example of peace. And when he conquered Mecca, a person who got victory, he entered Mecca with his head down. How does a person who got victory, how does he enter? With great attitude, with ego and pride. But Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he entered and conquered Mecca, he came with his head down. And he asked his people, what do you expect from me now? They knew him well. And they said, mercy, O generous brethren, mercy. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, he forgave them. Mark my words, it is easy to forgive somebody. It is easy to forgive someone when you are weak, when you don't have power. You don't have any option but to forgive. But you, when you have power, when you have power, authority, dominion in your hand, and then you forgive, that is real mercy. That is the sign of peace, which was exemplified in the character of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to take Muhammad, peace be upon him, as our role model of peace, and prioritize our actions according to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Almighty, through him, shows us the way of peace, Islam, which is the peaceful submission to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is a system which is just, a system which is practical, a system which is universal, a system which programs people to do good and avoid bad, a system which brings results. In the world today, we need a systematic peace plan to achieve the global unity. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, he has given that. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, the first point as an action plan to achieve world peace is that we must all together set our priorities as Allah, the Most High, the source of peace, and follow the Prophet of peace, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and live the way of peace, Islam, the peaceful submission to Allah Almighty. In order to understand the way of peace, God Almighty, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he has given us the guide, the glorious Quran, the book of peace to follow in our lives. It is true, my brothers and sisters, that we need a manual. We need a manual to lead our lives. And Allah Almighty, he has given us the glorious Quran as a guide for the whole of humanity and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. It was the month of Ramadan when sent down the Quran as a guidance for the whole of humanity and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. If we follow good and bad according to us, it will be a problem. Because good and bad in the current time is a relative term. So it is best for us to understand and to follow the good and bad as per the Creator who has created all of us. Allah Almighty, he shows the purpose of revealing the glorious Quran in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayat number 1, Alif Lam Ra. This is the book which we have given to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may take people out from darkness to light. You may take people out from ignorance to knowledge. Allah Almighty, he has given the book of peace. I invite all of you to experience this book of peace, and you would realize and appreciate its excellence in terms of building a peaceful individual. You would appreciate its excellence in terms of creating a peaceful environment for a peaceful society and the world. The glorious Quran is the book of law. It is the book of guidance. It is the book of wisdom. It is the book which instructs all of us to lead our lives as per the will of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayat number 41, and we have given you this book in truth so that people can take good from this, and those people who take good from this, they benefit themselves, and who are staying away from this, they endure themselves. The glorious Quran is an instruction manual. And the glorious Quran is unparalleled, unmatched, unequal description of establishing peace. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran, in Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 32. Allah Almighty says, if anyone kills one innocent human, whether man, woman, or child, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, it is as though he has killed the life of the whole of humanity. And it continues. It says, if a person saves the life of any innocent man, woman or child, Muslim or non-Muslim, it is as though he has saved the life of the whole of humanity. The glorious Quran says in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, Ayat number 60, that in the battlefield, during the war, if anyone asks you peace, grant them peace. The glorious Quran says in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayat number 6, that if anyone seeks peace, grant him during the war, in the battlefield. Allah commands people to grant peace. Not just that, but Allah says, take them to a place which is secure and safer so that they may hear the word of Allah. I would like to ask, which constitution, which charter, which army general, which commander of chief would command its army to give peace to the enemies, to the opponents during the war, in the battlefield, except the glorious Quran? Therefore, we need to follow the divine manual, the book of peace, as the second point of an action plan to achieve world peace. The third point of my talk as an action plan to achieve world peace is to apply the peaceful coexistence. In the world that we live in, we have different backgrounds, different nationalities, different religions, different color, different cultures. We do not have any option but to live together, and our interests are interdependent. We need to understand the significance of peaceful coexistence. Allah Almighty, in general, signifies the importance of humans in general. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayat number 70, Allah Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. And Allah Almighty has honored the children of Adam and have preferred them over the rest. Allah Almighty in Islam shows us the workable formula as to how we can establish peaceful coexistence. Point number one, Islam prescribes peaceful coexistence by commanding Muslims to engage with others in dialogue. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 64, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا شَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah Almighty says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and we associate no partners with him, and we erect not among ourselves lords or patrons other than Allah. And if they turn back, say then, bear witness that we are among those who submit our will to Almighty Allah, the Most High. Allah Almighty says in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, Ayat number 125, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and discuss with them, dialogue with them in the ways that are more decent, that are best. We, the people, have to have a dialogue in order to establish peaceful coexistence. Point number two, Islam prescribes peaceful coexistence in following and respecting the treaties and agreements. Allah Almighty says in Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayat number 1, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا all you who believe, awfu bil uqud. Fulfill your obligations. Respect your commitments. We are living in the world of treaties, of agreements. We need to respect these agreements in order to make the peaceful coexistence continue. Point number three, Islam prescribes a formula that follow one but respect all. Knowing full well that Islam is the best way of life, it is the only accepted religion in the sight of Allah, it also teaches its followers to respect others. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Kafirun that after declaring that we do not compromise on our religion, and after knowing and understanding that they do not accept the way prescribed by the Creator, Allah taught us to say, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin." To you is your religion, and to us is ours. If we actually follow these strategies in order to establish peaceful coexistence, it will definitely lead us to achieve the world peace. We, the people, need to understand the importance of peaceful coexistence also in terms of practicing justice. Islam commands in general to be just at all times. Allah Almighty says in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 135, O you who believe, stand firmly for justice. Even if the justice goes against yourself, your relatives, your parents, your kith or kin, stand firmly for justice. Whether this justice has to be done with non-Muslims or Muslims, justice is required and desired at all times. The fifth point that we need to practice in peaceful coexistence is to understand that we need to respect others. We are not allowed to abuse others. Allah Almighty says in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, Ayat number 108, revile not those who worship others besides Allah. They, in their ignorance, might revile Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we actually follow this by respecting others, we can surely establish peaceful coexistence. And this can be commonly understood. When we see the communal riots that take place, if we practice this formula, this system, this strategy, we can surely establish peaceful coexistence, which is the third point of my talk as an action plan to achieve world peace. The fourth point that I would like to share with all of you as an action plan to achieve world peace is to practice for peace. And how do we do that? By investing your time, energy, mind, money, and other resources. We need to make this world a better place to live in. We need to make sure that we have to make this world a peaceful place to live in. And for that, you need to make sure that you become, we all become, the peaceful individual. We need to make sure that we make our families as peaceful families. We need to make sure that we should make a peaceful neighborhood. We need to make sure that we have to make peaceful society and the rest of the world. And for that, you need to invest time, mind, energy, money, and other resources. I have already shared with all of you some of the prevailing problems. Imagine, 6 million children are dying out of hunger every year. More than 220 10 million orphans worldwide. If we invest these resources, our time, mind, money, energy, and other resources in making and helping them, we can surely find the change within, internally, and we can see the change worldwide. We need to make sure that these investments go and address the problems that are prevailing in the world today. The fifth point, as an action plan to achieve world peace, is to care for hereafter. Is to care for hereafter. Because there is no meaning for doing good. There is no meaning for being righteous. There is no meaning to work for peace if there is no care. There is no concern. There is no far-sightedness of hereafter. We, the people, think that we belong to this world. Do we think that we will stay in this world forever? Do we think that we will stay with our family and friends forever? Do we think that the enjoyment and the pleasures of this world are forever? Come out of that deception and release yourself from the fantasies of the world and realize that this has an end, because death is the destroyer of pleasures. It will disconnect you from all the bounties. It will disconnect you from all the pleasures of the world. It will disconnect you from all your family members. Death is certain. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayat number 185, every soul shall taste death. When was the last time that you sat all by yourself and asked these related, powerful questions? What will happen to me after I die? What will happen to me after I die? Will I be questioned about others? Will I be answerable to someone? Will I go to heaven, the eternal peace? Or will I face the horrors of hell? We need to ask these powerful questions in order to retaliate, react, and respond. It's better to be late than never. Do it now. Moreover, death is not the end. It is the beginning of a new life. It is the beginning of a new life. And those minds who do not think, do not accept that we will not be assembled and will be brought back, Allah Almighty says, verily, on the day of judgment, we will assemble the bones of the people and we will brought them back. And for Allah, who has created us for the first time, for Him to bring us back again in the same shape, it is far more easier for Allah, the Creator. We need to understand this point, which is the fifth point of my talk, as an action plan to achieve world peace, the care for hereafter. And we need to work for it. It's an amazing situation that we live in this world and we focus on this dunya so much so that as if it is never going to end. And our focus on the hereafter, our focus on the hereafter is as if it is never going to come. The real care and concern about the hereafter will even enforce the most influential criminal to practice peace if he believes in that, my dear brothers and sisters. Reflect before you regret that why didn't I believe in the Creator, the source of peace? Reflect before you regret that why didn't I follow the messenger of peace, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the leader of mankind? Reflect before you regret that why didn't I follow the way of peace, Islam, the peaceful submission to Allah Almighty. Reflect before you regret that why didn't I invest my resources to make my hereafter better. I would like to end my talk with two ayat with which I began my talk. The ayah from Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, ayah number 25, in which Allah Almighty says, "Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam." Allah Almighty calls people to the place of peace, paradise. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And he guides whom he wills to the straight path. And Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Imran, explicitly, Surah number 3, ayat number 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whosoever comes with any other way of life, with any other religion, it will not be accepted other than Islam. And in the hereafter, he will be among those who will be the losers in the hereafter. I would like to end my talk with this. Wa akhiru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you so much for your patient listening. Thank you so much.
Jazakallah khair, Ahmed Hamid, for your talk on this important topic. At these crucial times, you have clearly shown, alhamdulillah, that indeed Islam has a concrete plan for world peace. We'll take a quick round of the question and answer session. Keep your question on the topic and please keep it brief. We'll take the first question from the brothers on my right.
I would like to ask a question with three parts. The one is that what is the relation between a Muslim and an aggressor? Second part, how a person can identify within itself this quality. Third part is how he can contribute in peace.
Three different questions or three parts?
Yeah, that's why I put it in three parts, and then how a Muslim can identify. A person can identify within itself that quality, if you can say.
Brother has asked a question that how can we actually identify the quality of being peaceful, and how can we differentiate between a peaceful Muslim and an aggressive Muslim. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we are blessed with the perfect guidance as a role model of Muhammad, peace be upon him, in all areas of life. As I have mentioned in my talk, Allah Almighty sets him as our example. Allah says in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example for us to follow is the life of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, how can we be peaceful and how can we differentiate the aggressive Muslim with the peaceful Muslim? If we follow what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has taught us, there is no way of being aggressive. Following the commands of Muhammad, peace be upon him, will land up to a person being peaceful. A true Muslim never goes in aggression. A true Muslim, he doesn't become aggressive. Because Allah Almighty, he says, La taghlu fi dinukum. Do not go in extremes of your religion. Being modest, being moderate and just demands that a person has the quality of being peaceful. And aggressiveness in terms of going in extremes of our religion is quite obvious. Anyone who deviates from the path of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, can be considered as the person who is aggressive. So Allah commands us and made us an ummah which is justly balanced. As Allah says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 143, that Allah Almighty has made us an ummah which is just and balanced ummah. So we, if we follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we will be considered as a peaceful Muslims. Hope that answers your question.
A small question. Why do you consider Islam is the only solution to achieve peace?
Because it is the only solution. If you actually analytically see and analyze why Islam, with all respect, Islam, the name itself comes from the root word salam, which means peace, and silm, which is submission. This word itself distinguishes itself from all the other ways of life. Islam is a name given by Allah Almighty. Two, Islam is within our nature. Allah Almighty says in Surah Rum, Surah number 30, Ayat number 30, that Allah has created us on the fitrah of Islam. Our innate religion itself is Islam. Our innate nature is inclining towards the submission of the Creator. It is later on that we follow our forefathers, our cultures, our background. But naturally, if we see, Islam is a part of our nature. Point number three, Islam prescribes the clear, complete, and perfect concept of God. Islam gives the clear direction for people in order to worship the Creator without any ambiguity. Point number four, why Islam? Because Islam gives a single universal leader without any confusion to be followed. And he has taught us everything from cradle to grave. Why Islam? Because it has given us the most authentic, uncorrupt, unsurpassable, and universal scripture. Allah says in the Quran that He has given us life so that we may use our intellect. If we use our intelligence and ponder on the nature, reflect on the universe, and understand and realize and study the Quran, you will find the answer. Why Islam? Moreover, why Islam? Because Islam is a system. It's a system which is just, practical, and balanced, and universal. Why Islam? Because Islam has the clear concept of worship. Why only Islam? Because Islam gives the beautiful element of the care of hereafter, which will put people to work peacefully in this world for the betterment of hereafter. Hope that answers your question.
I'm MBBS doctor. My question is regarding your point four. Basically, I agree with all your 5 points, but I have to ask, even if we invest our all resources, how can we avoid the conspiracies which create problems? For example,
softly,
the conspiracies which are created secondary to capitalism, and that we see that everywhere the Muslims are called as terrorists. And there are many problems which are created because of that. And there are countless problems which we see secondary to the things which are implemented on us, which are not Islamic. So is this the 5 point, are these enough?
Sister has asked a question that are these 5 points enough to build an action plan to achieve world peace? These 5 points encompass, it covers all the areas where peace plan can be produced. With regards to the controversies, this action plan will help us and put us to work to eradicate the misconceptions, clarify the questions of the people, and address these controversies by doing our job. Allah Almighty, He says in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, Ayat number 125, reminding us about our duty and job of inviting people. Allah says, invite the people to your Lord with wisdom, with beautiful preachings, and discuss with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. We, by using the fourth point as an action plan to achieve world peace, which I've mentioned, by investing our time, we need to invest our time in order to tackle these controversies. We need to invest our mind by coming up with the ideas, with the concepts, with the formulas and the strategies derived from the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, which can actually address the controversies. The controversies will be there. It is best for us how we responded back. It is the lack of our effort that the controversies are growing every single day. So this fourth point as an action plan to achieve world peace will help us to invest our time, mind, money, energy, and other resources that we can put in at any level, whatever level that we can do. It will help us to eradicate and address those controversies as well. And this should be a consistent approach. This should be a consistent approach in order to have the action plan to achieve world peace. Hope that answers your question.
My name is Muhammad Ali, and I've accepted Islam today itself in the morning. And my question is that I need support and further guidance in pursuing Islam and practicing it. So I need support and guidance.
The volunteers, inshallah, they will give you the address for Al-Manar Center, which basically caters to the social well-being of, giving you, providing you with the information you require, all the further studies and stuff. Inshallah, one of the brothers will assist you with the address. You can visit us at Al-Manar Center, inshallah.
I would like to congratulate the brother who has accepted Islam in the morning. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you stable and all of us to the straight path and inspire others to understand and open the hearts and minds for the truth. Indeed, the greatest wealth for any person is to get the guidance from Allah Almighty. So I congratulate you, and I invite all the people who have not yet accepted the faith to reflect, to remind, and to realize by studying the scriptures of Islam and make their decision in order to have eternal peace, inshallah. Thank you so much.
We'll take the next question from the brother's side on my left.
My question to you is that in the present scenario, we can see a lot of violence in the world, especially in the Muslim nations. And the reason for this violence, I guess, it is that Muslims are being oppressed by the non-Muslims. And also, in some cases, Muslims are oppressing their own Muslim brothers. So, in this particular situation, how a Muslim can deal, how he has to act. And I want to know that if a non-Muslim nation like Israel, US, they are oppressing innocent Muslims. So in this situation, is jihad or we have to retaliate against them? Is it obligatory on us or not? Or we have to just keep mum? Thank you. My name is Sergeant Maksud, and I'm a university professor.
Primarily, understanding those who are suffering. At the outset, we all primarily need to pray for all those who are suffering in the current time. When was the last time that you saw a picture in the newspaper or a very touching picture on the screen, and you prayed for those people. It might be very insignificant and very easy, but it is very significant in the sight of Allah that we must pray for all those who are suffering in the world today. And if we actually see, it is not just in the Muslim countries that we are having problems. It is in general, if we actually take a holistic approach and analyze the problems in the world which are prevailing, we know that there are a lot of problems elsewhere as well. The common solution for all the problems is the same 5 points that I've mentioned in my talk as an action plan to achieve world peace. We need to understand, realize, reflect, and practice on these 5 points as an action plan to achieve world peace. But at the outset, the least that we can do for all those who are suffering is to pray for them. And regarding your question, whether the Muslims should do jihad, well, Allah Almighty says in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayat number 83, for the matters of community, direct this decision to the authorities. So I implement on this ayah and I rely on the authorities, and I wish and hope and pray to Allah Almighty that He make this world a peaceful place for everybody to live in. Thank you so much.